The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Friday the 4th of April 2025. It's another brutal day in the markets. The title of this podcast is Should I Buy or Should I Sell? I'm just going to say what I've been doing. I'm not going to cover any macro or micro news sort of because it's dominated the macro news by the tariffs and, of course, the market sell-off. And there's not much micro out there. There's a few companies have added to the database, but they're not worth looking at, to be honest. Let's have a look at the markets quickly while we're here. FTSE 100 down 4.4% to 8,099. FTSE 250 down 4% to 18,446. Is the FTSE broken the 200-day? Yeah, it has. It's really passed through the 200-day moving average. It's done that quite a few times, though. What else there? FTSE 250, FTSE small cap, down pretty much 4%, 6131. And the AIM All share, down just over 4% to 640. By the way, this is now the lowest it's been apart from the COVID dash for cash crash back in March 2020. We're 40 points off that at the moment. At the moment, it's at 640. I've just heard on CNBC that Trump apparently has got off the phone with was the Prime Minister of Vietnam, I think, and they've had a constructive conversation about reducing tariffs. So there may be method of the madness. And I listened to Radio 5 Live today. There was a CEO of JCB on there, and he was saying, you know, you've got to negotiate, not retaliate. You can't beat an economy the size of America. I know people are sort of thinking now, oh, let's all gang up and all raise tariffs. That doesn't help anyone. You know, what China's done has put the market into a tailspin. China has said now they're going to retaliate with 34% tariffs. Doesn't help the people of their country. Doesn't help their businesses. They're better off getting around the table and sorting out a deal. That's what Trump wants, is a deal. That's why he did that silly highball figures of deficits. They weren't tariffs. He worked them out on deficits, which, you know, I think if you look at tariffs, they wouldn't have been as shocking and they wouldn't have run along his narrative of we're being unfairly treated in America. So they went with the bigger numbers of deficits, which is ridiculous, of course, and he's got half of that. But, you know, I've always said the markets will be the ultimate judge of Trump's policy. Right now, the Dow is down from the recent high 13%, which is correction territory. S&P down 16%, which is correction. NASDAQ just hit 21% down from the high. That's bear market. And Russell 2000 down 26%. So there's a lot of internal pressure on Trump and his team. He may not show it, but of course, he was the champion of the stock market last time. And now it's got to be affecting him. The market's tanking. And the pressure he's getting from CEOs like Apple, for example. That was an amazing stat. I looked at that yesterday. Apple was down in one day. It lost $350 billion worth of value in one day. To put that in context, that's more than double the entire market capitalization of AIM, the AIM All Share Index. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure there, a lot of pressure indeed. And I think this will get sorted out. And I think ultimately what he wants to do, Trump, is everyone lower the tariffs, which would be good for the world. And I think, you know, if you get one or two countries starting to go down that route rather than fighting back, then it'll be a good sign. And I think, you know, the anger will wear off from like Europe and Canada or whatever. I think, to be honest, Keir Starmer, no fan, but he is playing the right game. He's not sticking his head up above the parapet too much like Macron did and saying, right, we're going to fight you back and all this. That doesn't work. And in fact, there was a bit of a clip from Donald Trump on Air Force One where he did say we're having good dialogue with the Prime Minister. So maybe, you know, and already we're doing better than Europe because, of course, their tariffs are 20% plus 25% for their cars, which, you know, Germany's a huge car industry. They'll be hammered. And they're already facing pressure from, you know, Chinese rivals. So I think fighting this is not good. Getting around a table, doing a deal. And as you know, if you've read any of Trump's books, I remember reading Trump's book when I was a kid, you know, and I was in a small town in South Wales. And even then, he was a master of marketing because this was pre-internet. I thought, how did this book end up in the hands of like maybe a 15 or 16-year-old, I think it was at the time, maybe even younger, in a town in South Wales? He's from New York, a brash, you know, New York real estate guy. And I read the book, and he's all about doing deals. And you have to go in, and it's a playbook. You go in high ball. You go in with a really nasty deal. And in the end, the average will be more in your favour. But if you just start being sort of fair, it doesn't work. So that's what he's done exactly with the tariffs, deficits. He's gone with ridiculous tariffs, 40, 50% on some countries. And, of course, they're on the back foot already. And you can see by Vietnam. But, you know, Apple, it's like Apple moved from China to Vietnam, some of their sort of factories, to avoid the tariffs. And then Trump whacked a massive, great tariff on Vietnam. But, yeah, it's all about the deal. So, as far as, let's have a quick look at the other commodities and stuff. Brent crude's down 6% today. 6%. I mean, this is the eye of the storm because, of course, OPEC leaders said they're going to increase production by 411,000 barrels a day. Already, when you know, the backdrop of maybe the global economy slowing down, they're increasing supply. So demand is going down and supply is going up. What else have we got? Gold down a little bit. I mean, it was mentioned this was excluded from tariffs here, but gold is down 2%, but of course not far off its recent high. It's at $3,058 an ounce, and copper is down over 6%. This rallied very hard, and when it starts rallying like that, a commodity, you think it's got to come back down, and it has. It's down 6.55% today. So at the high, it was 11,550 pretty much, and now it's another 9,000, well, it's lost 2,000 points, $2,000 a ton. What else is there? There's Bitcoin. It's holding its own a little bit. It's been going sideways since 10th of March. It's at 83,360. And what else we've got? Dollar index. It's rallied a little bit. Dollar did sell off yesterday, quite heavily, 1.7%. And the day before that, so half of 1%. Today, it's up 0.7%. So the pound will buy you $1.29. It was $1.31 yesterday, of course. And it'll buy you €1.17. So the euro is strengthening a little bit there. As far as bonds are concerned, they are really selling off there. So you've got the yield on a two-year government bond yield is 3.9%, below 4%, of course, down 2% today. And the 10-year government bond is down 1.6% to 4.45. Like, I'm not going to cover any micro news today. For members of the club, you'll see I've added a few to the database today. I tell any company that releases news that's significant, like a contract, trading update, interim or financial results, full year results, then I update the database there. They've got to be, of course, enterprise value below 100 million, generating revenue. They don't have to be profitable. But they do have to be profitable to get on the microcap league. They don't have to be profitable to be added to the two other watch lists, which is potential and recovery. So that's why I cover all of them to see how they're doing. Okay. So, should I buy or should I sell? I can't tell you what you do. It's up to you. It's how you feel. It's completely what you want to do in the markets. You know, if you feel like there's an opportunity here or you're worried and you want to sell out, you know, do what you feel. You have to do. As far as I'm concerned, what I would say at the start, you know, should you buy or should you sell? Should you sell, first of all? If you need money this week or next week, then yes, you maybe consider selling or maybe wait for a bounce. Now, if your time horizon is like 12 months or more than 3 to 5 years, then no, you shouldn't sell. I mean, I've experienced, you know, I'm not necessarily the big I am here, but I've been investing since, 1998, pretty much. And I've experienced, you know, big market sell-offs like this quite a few times in my life. And the markets and my portfolio value have always gone higher over time. Always. As for selling or buying now, personally, I'm not doing anything with my main holdings. I'm not buying or selling. And I'll try and give an analogy for this as to why. I liken it to being in a storm. You imagine you know there's a storm coming. Right? It's been predicted to be a very strong storm. But it's not the kind of, you know, a killer storm where you're likely to be killed. It's just a strong storm and it's been put out on the weather forecasts. And people say, just keep off the roads, keep indoors, okay? Now, imagine the company you hold shares in is your house. I know, bear with me. If you've done some good research, hopefully you are invested in a decent company that is of decent value, with good growth and a strong balance sheet. Now, when the storm approaches you, you get nervous, but your house is strong. It can easily withstand a storm. You know that. As the storm passes over, directly over your house, you're worried because it's noisy, it's windy, the rain is hammering down. You're scared and maybe a bit shocked by some of the noises, some of the movement. But making a decision to do something drastic during a storm wouldn't be based on rational emotions. For example, let's say you're in your house and the storm is coming over and you notice a bit of, you know, superficial damage. I don't know, it's a guttering coming off or something like that, you know. Trying to fix that guttering right there and then during the storm is not advisable, is it? You know, you think, well, okay, the guttering has come off. It's not a bad thing. This is equivalent, in my mind, to trying to buy or sell during, you know, the eye of a storm in the markets when it's very, very volatile. You may have some luck. If you went out to fix the guttering in the storm, you may get it done, but you could also fall off the ladder and kill yourself. I'm not saying you kill yourself with selling shares, but you know what I mean? It's not advisable, you know? So in my mind, I'm going to let the storm pass and then assess the damage. By this, I mean let the share price settle and then maybe buy some more. And now, if you're worried about the volatility, sort of, you know, may have affected the sentiment of the customers of the business you invested in, wait. Wait for a trading update or for results. Do you know what? The biggest mistakes I've ever made in the market have been acting too soon, whether it's buying or selling. I bought shares too soon because I thought a turnaround was happening and they haven't for a long time. Or I've sold too soon and the shares have taken off massively. Now, if after the share price settles down and you've assessed the business and its trading is well, is going well, and it's as good as it was before when you first bought them, or it's even better, and the share price is lower, you are taking advantage of an opportunity. And sometimes helping reframe it like that, thinking when it's settled down, this will be an opportunity. It helps you. Rather than look at the losses in your portfolio, think of it as acquiring shares in the business at a better valuation. Now, you imagine going back, say, a month, 2 months when the shares were rallying in your company. You would have bitten someone's hand off if they'd offer you shares at the price they're at now. So, you know, it's all about how you frame it in your mind. And over time, the shares will go back up. If it's a good business, it's good value, the shares will go back up. And with most of the stocks I'm invested in, they have very little exposure to tariffs. They're all domestically focused and all trading in the UK, and the trading is going very well. There's a lot of skittish people out there who are selling in this market. They're basically outside trying to fix the guttering or trying to pull it off during a storm. So, in my mind, this is the equivalent of replacing the part of your house that was broken during the storm with a brand new, stronger and more robust part for the house. And you are fixing it when the sun is shining, the markets have settled down, it's very calm. And like I say, it's also an opportunity. If you've, you know, if there's a company you missed out on buying, say a few months back because the share price was rallying, reassess that. Let it settle down though. Let it find it on the chart, for example, a bit of support. Or if you're not quite sure, just wait for a trading update. And then, you know, you just wait there. Wait for the RNS to come in, 7 o'clock in the morning. Thinking, right, that's good. I'm going to buy a little bit on the bell. I would never advise buying in the first hour of the markets because, of course, it goes from zero volume to lots of volume. But after an hour, you tend to get some sellers come in and bring the price back down. So, you know, I just see it as an opportunity right now. I mean, if you haven't got much cash available, you'll find some somewhere, okay? You will find some. You may even have to sell some dogs to upgrade to a better stock. You know, sell the crap in your portfolio and then buy some shares in a very good company. Because, you know, I keep saying there's only two ways to get wealthy in life, and that's to own a successful business or a share of a successful business. And as I look back over the years, I can honestly say there was not one big sell-off, not one, that when I look back on it, say a year or two later, there wasn't an opportunity to make money. These are opportunities. They may take a while to settle down, but like I said, if someone offered you these shares, you know, a month or 2 months ago at this price, you'd have bitten their hand off. So let it settle right now. It's emotional. It's a worrying part. We're in the middle of a storm. Let it settle down. Let the dust settle. Then you can reassess and think, okay, why wouldn't I buy more of this company? It's a great company. It's now cheaper. You will see it, right, maybe right not right now, but you will see it as an opportunity in about, say, a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever it is. You will see it as an opportunity. That sell-off was an opportunity. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a nice weekend. And maybe we'll see some more deals happening with Trump, because people say method the madness. I think he's gone about it, you know, in a ham-fisted way. But I suppose that's what he does. You know, put on a hard bargain and negotiate. And so I think it'll all come out in the wash in the end. And it will get better. It's going to be a nice weekend, apparently. I hope it is with you. Where we are, the sun is out now, really hot. And so enjoy the weekend. Enjoy life. And unless you need the money, you don't need to sell. Don't worry. Just enjoy the weather. Do whatever you need to do. Take the dog for a walk. Go for a walk. Sit in the back garden. Do anything you need to do. Just take your mind off the markets again. It'll all be okay. It will. Speak next to Wiki.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.